in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in the Igros Kodesh, in the volume 4, in letter number 956. This is dated the 21st day of Adar Sheni, in the year Tav Shin Dalav. The Rebbe says, and this is a letter in Yiddish, your two letters, one which is not dated, and the other one of the 22nd day of Adar, I had received on time. However, unfortunately, because of the many preoccupations, I did not have the possibility to answer them until now. I'm also attaching here the pamphlet, the Kuntres of Purim, and the Kuntres of Beis Nissen, and now I'm going to go and answer your letter. I was very happy to read that you are working with your power of drawing that you're using. They will see you used to an artist, and that you are preparing to make a display, and as the press wrote about you good reviews, for sure you will see to it that you will increase in that and to utilize your talent that God has given you to bringing a strength in Judaism and Yerushalayim, the fear of heaven. As far as the main, that your letter, that you are complaining about your situation, the way you feel, and that you feel very broken, and occasionally you even get into this depression, losing hope, and you find no place for yourself and similar. And that's why you like to meet with me, so that we should be able to discuss it face to face. So, he says, when two good friends see each other, it's something which is appropriate, and it brings a spiritual satisfaction to both sides. But who can push it off till then? In the meantime, to find yourself in a situation of hopelessness, God forbid, etc., etc., who can allow for such a thing? For now. You don't write the reason why you are so depressed, why your mood is like that. So I cannot go into details to prove to you that the reasons are just imaginary matters that only come from the advice of the Yetzer. Which means that even if this matter does have something which is, some of it is to hold on to, but the fact that you are utilizing it to lose hope and to feel down, that is not true. That's only a trick of the Yetzer. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, called him the Klugenker, the sly one, the outsmart one, because he goes to each one with such words that he knows that he will be able to get him. So therefore, I must limit myself with a general note about this whole matter. I am going to, based upon the expression of the Baal Shem Tov that my father-in-law many times repeated, that every Jew can learn an instruction in the service of Hashem in everything that one sees or hears. So I want to illuminate your case in particularly. You know for sure that the main talent from an artist in the art, in the profession of art, in the wisdom of art, that you should be able to remove yourself from the externalism from the item and not to look at the outer form, but you should be able to penetrate and look inside the matter and to see the inner and the essence of the matter. And then you have to be able to give that over in a drawing, to give over a thought in the drawing, so that the person who's going to see the image that you created, so he should be revealed for him something which he did not notice earlier. By looking at your art, he will be able to see that. Because previously the inside was hidden by secondary matters. So which means really that the artist, he reveals the essence and the thing that he is drawing, and the one who sees it sees for himself a true light, and he realizes that before he was mistaken. Now, all the above, and like this whole imagination, this example, is one of the main services of a human being to Hashem. As we know from the Torah in general, and from Chassidus in particular, the entire creation, all of it, comes from the word of Hashem. It is the word of Hashem that creates and sustains it on every time and every instant. The only thing is, because of the godly power of contraction and strength, the word of Hashem stands hidden and obscure, and we can only see the externality of matter. And the idea of service, which is based on the simple belief that there is nothing besides Hashem, Ein Od Milvadi, that we need to, with this idea, we need to approach every matter in life, and that you can see to bring out each person according to his ability, that you should be able to see the more the godliness that's in every matter, and to make it smaller, to reduce to the extent possible the obscurity and the blockage of the externality over the godliness that's within it. The same thing is true for every detail, by every person individually, because we are all children of God, your God. And it says in the Tanya, in Perek Beis, that just like a son comes from the father's brain, so all souls of Israel come from God's thought and wisdom, blessed. And Hashem and His wisdom is one. So, therefore, what is the main, and what is the entire essence, and what is the essential part of all Jews, and which you included? That's Hashem, because we come from Hashem, and Hashem's, we are one with Hashem. But since Hashem wanted that the soul should not eat shameful bread, namo dechisufa, which means something given without working for it, hotel, as we learned in the class last week, so he gave the soul an opportunity to serve, not just service, but a service which takes a lot of effort of the soul and the flesh. Through this service, the person should receive all goodnesses till the highest levels. And all this should be earned. He should earn, work hard and earn all these levels. And further, the Rebbe cautions in Tanya, that don't think that there is some things that there are some that won't be able to achieve that. So he says this is not possible, because even when you're not doing it for the right purposes, if you're doing matters but you're not having it l'shma, metoch shel l'shma bo l'shma, bevadi, for sure it will come out to do it properly, as it says in Tanya and Lamates, ki lo yidach menu nidach, and eventually nobody will be lost, so everybody will eventually get there. So therefore, a person must caution himself that these secondary matters should not cover on the main person and the ultimate intention. The fact that a person has difficulties and he has challenges and things that he has to sort out, these are all intermediaries. These are all items how you can come to the ultimate of the matter. That means that the neshama should be able to be that what she was even before being created. Then the neshama was in the level she neshama shesata bi tahiri. That's even before atabirasa. That it gave it, that it's clean. And he should reach even to higher levels, because 1 hour of repentance and good deeds in this world is more beautiful and precious than all the world, the life of the world to come. So you're not allowed to allow that these difficulties that you're having certain challenges and you're having tests, you can't allow them not to overcome these challenges. Or even if you fail, that you stumbled in the past from time to time, so you can't allow that to overpower over the joy that one needs to feel that I am B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, that I am like a firstborn son to Hashem. We are Hashem's children. And from that promise that we have from Hashem alone, V'amich kulam tzadikim, we're all righteous. So, therefore, when a Jew comes forth and says, especially when we're talking about somebody who had heard about the light of Chassidus, and of course, somebody who learned the teachings of Chassidus, and of course, even more so, that Hashem has sort of purified him with pains, and he writes that he, God forbid, is hopeless, and that he has no place for himself, etc., etc. Not only does this go against our belief, but it defies the intellect. It's not defy the rationalization. That's not correct. Hashem promises with the full force and strength that lo yidach menu nidach, that nobody will get lost. Hashem does not demand of a person to do more than he can, than his strength. Because Hashem does not come with unfounded, he doesn't come with unfounded complaints to his creation. But unfounded complaints that you do this, do that, and that doesn't give him the ability. If God asks us from doing it, he means that he gave us the ability to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask. He wouldn't come with unfounded arguments to do something that we can't do. So it means that we could do it. But one has to do according to his strength. And then Hashem says to him, it's enough if you open me up an entrance, a doorway, even like the eye of the needle, just like a small crack. And then he says, then I will open it up as the entrance to the ulam, that was a double hung door in the ulam that was before the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. This is all that Hashem is saying. Now you're coming and you say, no, it's something different. It's God forbid a different. This is not the correct way. And therefore you come to hopelessness. You lower down your hands and you persuade yourself, and then you get even lower. Question is, when the rabbi says something and the student says something, there's a paraphrasing the Talmud. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishav. Who do you listen to? You listen to Hashem, or you listen to what the student, what nature says to you? And this question you must ask yourself, the Rebbe says. To you it seems that it is so, but Hashem tells you it's different. So is there a question who is correct? Are you right or Hashem is right? Up to this point, the Rebbe says, is the argumentative place. But as far as pragmatically speaking, in reality, so you need to know that you are one of the group of the Hasidim, and therefore you are tied to the tree of life. And that connection is, as it says in the Pasuk, Atem advekim Hashem alekeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim, that you are connected to God, your God, you're alive all today. And the Rebbe brings down in the Kuntres of Beis Nissen the saying of our sages, Afilu b'yom shekol ha'olam kulam meisim atem chay. Even at the time that all the world will die, but you will stay alive. Uma ha'yom kulam chayim, just like today you're alive, af lo'olam habo kulam chayim. You will also be living old in the world to come. So you have a personal promise of our sages of blessed memory. As chayim kulam ha'yom, that you're living old today, and that you will all be living lo'olam habo. So therefore, one needs to utilize the time for Torah and mitzvahs with Yirat Shamayim, and to utilize the talent which with Hashem has gifted you, that this should bring a benefit for Yirat Shamayim. This is the items that you need not delay till tomorrow, because tomorrow we have to do the things of tomorrow. Today we have to do today's matters. And in order to do all these things, you have to know that all of these distractions, disruptions, they're all advice of the Yetzer. And the trust, the Amunah, you must bring it down into the intellect, and then later on into the feeling, in the heart, and in actuality, in thought, speech, and action. When you will take this, although it seems that you can only start a little bit as the eye of the needle, Hashem will give you success and will open up like the entrance of the ulam. I hope that you will not be hold it against me that my letter was delayed, and you will respond very soon with a happy news that you are working in the spirit of the above written. With blessing, the one who is waiting for good news very soon.